I'm from right here in Charlotte. My family has lived in the state for over 200 years, and we're proud to be part of a diverse and inclusive community. In North Carolina, we don't tell people who they have to be. We let them decide for themselves. I'm voting against the bathroom bill, and I hope you will too. Time after time, Adam Schiff has kept the corruption and criminality of the Trump administration in the public eye.
We had the first open hearing of our investigation. That hearing was with James Comey.
Refusing to be bullied by the president and his congressional cronies.
I laid out in my opening statement all of the allegations that needed to be investigated.
On Election Day, a vote for Adam Schiff is a vote for transparency and good government. New York deserves better than a fake progressive like Andrew Cuomo, who doesn't care about your everyday struggles, like our crumbling infrastructure and trains that run late 80% of the time. Now we have a choice. Cynthia Nixon will fight for hardworking New Yorkers.
I'm running because, you know, I'm a lifelong New Yorker and I love this state and I just know we could do so much better.
And she isn't afraid to call herself a liberal. He's a bigot.
When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best.
A blowhard.
I want to build the wall. We need the wall.
A womanizer.
Every woman lied when they came forward to hurt my campaign.
And Donald Trump's campaign colluded with the Russians.
I know nothing about Russia.
We're not waiting for 2018. Go to impeachdonaldtrumpnow.org and donate what you can. Call 800-363-7809 now and find out how you can help fight banks who prey on college students with unethical lending. Conservatives try to demonize us, but have they ever set foot in a Planned Parenthood clinic? While they are busy attacking us, we're busy helping prevent the spread of STIs, making sure sexually active adults from underserved communities have access to birth control, offering low-cost cancer screenings, and yes, assisting women who want to know more about their right to choose.